Support for Radio Boston comes from Hadestown at the Box Center Wang Theater, Broadway's Tony and Grammy-winning Best Musical, an epic celebration of music, togetherness, and hope, raves Forbes. Playing April 23rd through April 28th. Buy your tickets today at boxcenter.org.
In and around Boston, many new parents are still shocked and saddened after the ISIS parenting company abruptly halted all of its prenatal and early parenting classes yesterday and said it was shutting down. The sudden announcement also left many local hospitals scrambling to staff childbirth classes that ISIS was running.
Here's an ISIS customer who identifies herself as Jennifer from Arlington.
I mean, as families, especially with young children, we need places to go and community and support, and this has offered it, you know?
ISIS Parenting first opened in Brookline in 2003. It quickly expanded to locations in Boston, Arlington, Needham, and Hanover, as well as in Georgia and Texas. But yesterday, CEO Heather Coughlin released a statement on the company's website saying that a gathering place that has meant so much to many was closing.
Since that news broke, Coughlin has remained pretty much out of sight, but Boston Globe reporter Beth Tytel managed to speak with her, and she joins us now. Hi, Beth. Welcome to the program.
Thanks. Glad to be here.
Also joining us is Christine Coe. She's founder and editor of the parental portal Boston Mamas. She's also the author of Minimalist Parenting, Enjoy Modern Life More by Doing Less. And Christine Coe, welcome to you.
Thanks. So glad to be here.
And Christine, stand by for a second, because I just want to start with Beth. And Beth, first of all, for our listeners who might not know, remind us what services and products that ISIS Parenting offered.
So ISIS Parenting offered a variety of services. They had a lot of classes that people really liked. They had a new mother's group, prepared childbirth, helping parents teach their kids how to go to sleep, if that's even possible, natural childbirth, breastfeeding basics, newborn essentials. They taught infant and toddler CPR, mom in the making. They had yoga classes and movement for toddlers. So they really had a variety of classes that cater to nervous parents. And when I say nervous parents, I don't mean that as a criticism. I mean, because
sure,
so many parents are nervous.
First-time parenting is a big challenge,
yeah,
and a lot of parents are looking for support.
And so is second-time parenting. And third. But I think what's interesting about the rise of ISIS is that it really makes a societal statement. It grew in popularity at a time when a lot of women, of course, are in the workforce,
mm-hmm,
and don't have that time to sit around and meet other mothers with new babies. This helped them find that community. It also came at a time when people are increasingly distant from their family. So you don't have an aunt or a grandmother or a mother around who might be able to show you how to do it or be there to babysit the kid. So it was very interesting. They provided both service, but what I was struck with, Anthony, I spoke to a lot of really upset moms yesterday, was that they made these women feel comfortable. And I think that's why you heard that
yeah, a lot of emotion in that voice. A lot of emotion.
Exactly,
yeah.
A lot of emotion. And people were really crying. I talked to a few people, both the CEO, and I know you want to talk about her, and also moms, who were actually crying on the phone. And I think a lot of moms said they were afraid to go out of their house the first time they had their new baby, and they felt comfortable going to ISIS.
Hmm. So what happened? What did CEO Heather Coughlin say about why it suddenly shut down?
That is the question of the day.
Yeah.
So, you know, she said basically that she said it's a tough environment for independent retailers. She said it's no mystery, and I'm quoting her directly. She said there were a lot of competitive forces. She said when they started, diapers.com was not in business, and now it is, and I guess a lot of their customers shop at diapers.com, which sells a variety of products, and amazon.com. She said they also have an e-platform, but when you're an independent retailer, you can't compete. So the thing is, people loved their classes, but perhaps were maybe shopping not at their stores. They did. So she said that they had half of their space, and they were in some high-end areas, like the Prudential Center, for one, of course, was devoted to these classes that people loved. But then also they were trying to sell things, and they had very high-end and other moderate stuff, too, but strollers and baby seats and stuff like that. I think that's where they were really having trouble competing.
Christine Coe, let me bring you into this conversation, because what's most striking about what Beth is talking about and what I've certainly heard in the quotes we've heard of these parents who are very distraught, it really tells us that ISIS parenting provided a necessary service for so many people. What have you heard from parents who you're in touch with through your website?
Yeah, similar to Beth, you know, I've heard a lot of, I'm not being dramatic by using the word devastation. I mean, parents are devastated by this news and the loss of that community. And the interesting thing is I've also heard, you know, I've been seeing a lot of people post photos of their Great Beginnings class, you know, babies in a cute circle. and feeling a real loss there, but also not only feeling that loss personally, but also for future mothers who now will not have that resource in front of them.
So the let me just make a quick correction. I mentioned that Heather Coughlin released that statement about closing. I said yesterday she actually released it Tuesday night, so sorry about that small error there. Christine, what other companies are moving in to fill this void that ISIS is leaving behind? Are there other companies to fill this void?
You know, it's interesting. As soon as I heard this news, you know, after emailing, you know, Heather and Nick Newland, who is somebody else I know at ISIS, just kind of, and Nancy Holtzman, you know, with thoughts and my sort of sympathies, I immediately Googled Warmlines, which I know used to be a service provider with some similar resources, and they're no longer, I think they were absorbed by somebody else, but you know, there isn't really something similar right now that shares that educational focus, that community focus that was so powerful and unique to ISIS. So, you know, I'm not sure if this is going to leave. I know hospitals are trying to kind of implement some plans. I don't know if this means people will sort of clamor to more town-based resources, of which there are many, but it's definitely a different type of niche that they provided.
Mm. Beth, I'd love to talk to you a little bit about that. I mean, what do you know about the hospitals that relied on ISIS and what they're going to do?
That's a good question. ISIS had a number of hospital partnerships with Mass General, Brigham and Women's, Beth Israel, and in fact had just recently, in January, announced yet another partnership. Mm. So as Christine said, I think they are, those hospitals, at least one of them had a message on their website yesterday saying we're trying to work with patients to you know, to make sure it's okay. But getting back to something, if I can, that you talked about,
sure.
Other companies have been really trying to jump in. So yesterday on Twitter, I did hashtag ISIS parenting. And one of the first tweets that came up was, sorry to hear of hashtag ISIS parenting closure, at Jimboree Needham tweeted. We invite families to visit us. So, and I've been getting emails all day from companies, from a yoga company, a private nursing company, baby exercise. People are really trying to grab a piece of this business. But what's interesting is that what ISIS created was that community. So that's going to be difficult. But if I could also talk for
sure.
One second, because we are talking about how much people love ISIS. There are also people who don't like ISIS at all and hate what it stands for. Mm. And I thought just to mention another tweet, because one woman really did capture it so well, if I can just find it. She wrote, no ISIS? I will now be able to walk through Pru without being run over by yummy mummy and Lululemon and $1,000 stroller. Sweet. And so I just do feel that because people do love ISIS, but there are some that felt that they, you know, their classes were about $250 for an 8-week session, and or they had single classes for $69 sometimes. So for some people, that's an amount of money you wouldn't think about. And for others, that's a large amount
sure.
of money to sit there and to sing with your baby. Because often, sometimes you're getting something you need, like a breastfeeding. But other times, it's just, help, how do I even, you know,
yeah.
interact with my child? So there was hostility toward ISIS, too.
Yeah, fair to say they cater to a fairly upscale clientele.
Yes, yeah.
Christine Coe, I want to ask you about that because it seems to me strange, I've got to say. And, you know, I've gone through with my wife raising a small child. And I'm just, it does seem to me strange that we live in a society with such a shortage of these kind of services that, you know, in the end have to be contracted out to private companies.
Yeah, I mean, as far as the education and resources, I mean, I think it is a challenging business, and I don't know, you know, I'm certainly not a business person, and, you know, when ISIS started, and the closest location to me is Arlington, and when they first came in, I think the retail was sort of just starting to grow, and that was sort of the second piece of it that really started to look like where they were going to be able to become profitable. But I think it's, you know, I think it's just really hard to sustain. I mean, I think about similar type of approaches if you're running a music school or running anything that, you know, is a kind of hourly rate type of business. I think it can be very challenging to sustain it. So I think it wasn't, maybe perhaps it wasn't just going to survive on classes alone and without the ability to, you know, compete in the retail market. It was just too challenging. You know, there was a CNN Money article yesterday or the day before that made the point that it's just, you know, they were capturing that first-time customer, but just not the longevity that you would want as a business, and that lack of sustainability was really challenging for them. And that argument made a lot of sense to me.
I want to just read you something from the ISIS's parenting company Facebook page, Christine. It comes from someone named Jennifer. What will happen to moms who want to take childbirth classes in the next month or two? I was annoyed with the hospitals for referring me to such expensive classes, but it was never clear what the alternatives are. So the question is, where do parents turn now for advice and help? Christine Coe.
Well, you know, I just, one thing that just sprung to mind, I wonder, you know, as people, as different companies, you know, Beth was saying different companies trying to jump in on the action. I mean, perhaps we'll now see a rise in people contracting doulas and midwives. I mean, that could be something that happens in the wake of this. Certainly there are a lot of, in the Boston area, there are a lot of local hospitals. I know Cambridge Hospital, where I delivered one of my babies, and Mount Auburn have very supportive programs. And, you know, maybe people will be turning there for more. I think it can be difficult for moms to feel a level of comfort with, you know, at a hospital with a big group class. So maybe they'll go towards a doula or a midwife.
Christine Coe, she's founder and editor of Boston Mamas, a blog for families in Boston. We also heard from Beth Tytel, features reporter for the Boston Globe. She wrote the Globe article today, Jolting Communities, ISIS to Shut Its Centers. Beth and Christine, thank you both very much.
Thanks so much.
Thank you.
And just to follow up on this, we got a call from Rachel in Arlington who says she's the founder of Mommy Bites Boston, an online community for moms offering support groups to mothers who have lost support from ISIS. So that's Mommy Bites from Boston.
Well, stay with us because coming up, master furniture maker Peter Korn talks to us about why we make things and why that matters. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. This is Radio Boston.